Crunch Time is brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Calico Presents Crunch Time here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. My special guest this week is rookie cornerback Eric Rowe. Eric, second-round pick this year, thrust into the starting lineup. The Eagles are 2-0 in the two games that you started at corner. Tell me, though, what was your welcome to the NFL moment?
Being thrown onto Calvin Johnson. I mean, there's no really better experience than going against, you know, the best from start right out the gate. So, I mean, even though I had, you know, kind of a rough game, I mean, I learned a lot.
How did you rebound from that performance?
Just really the next week of practice, I just went straight focus mode, and I just told myself, you know, that wasn't going to happen again.
But you were lining up against one of the greatest quarterbacks, arguably the greatest quarterback of all time, in Tom Brady. Did that enter your mind at all?
Yeah, I mean, it did. So, and I knew from the film he was going to watch, you know, the Lions game, was going to see, you know, rookie cornerback. Obviously, saw that struggle a little bit that game. I was ready for him to come at me, so, and I couldn't, you know, let myself be embarrassed again.
After the game, defensive backs coach Corey Unlund came to you in the locker room and said something to you. What were those words that he said?
Really just the general, like, you know, great game, you know, glad to see you, though. Kind of rebound off that tough game, tough loss, you know, game that you took last week. Really just keep grinding.
In your first true appearance on defense earlier in the season back against the New York Jets, you recorded your first interception. How often do you replay that moment in your mind?
Not very often anymore. I mean, that game was like beginning of the season, and now we're, I don't know, week 13, 14, I don't know what it is. So it doesn't really replay in my mind as much, but I do, you know, still remember like the moment.
For young players, especially rookies, they have what's called the rookie wall, so to speak. Have you hit that, or do you think the fact that you didn't get to play as much on defense earlier in the season is allowing you to be fresh as we enter the stretch run here?
I think it might be because of that, because I don't feel like I hit a wall. I feel like that's like kind of mentality thing. Right now, I mean, not necessarily like 100%, but I mean, you know, I'm ready to go.
So this Sunday night, prime time, Arizona Cardinals. Give us a scouting report on, we'll go through the three receivers, but we'll start with Larry Fitzgerald, one of the best to ever play the game. They'll move him around. You see him a lot coming out of the slot. Almost 100 catches on the season, over 1,000 yards. What's the scouting report from what you see on him?
Obviously, like you said, Hall of Fame receiver. I mean, he competes, man, from the first snap to the last, run play, pass play, it doesn't matter what play it is. I mean, I see him compete, like, blocking-wise, one of the best blockers. He knows how to get in your chest. Hands are probably one of the strongest, in the game. Doesn't drop, like, rarely drops any balls. I mean, other than that, like you said, like, he's a Hall of Famer.
How about John Brown?
Very speed guy, you know, he'll take it deep on you. From watching film, I mean, a lot of his catches, you know, are just, like, over the top of the defense. So, obviously, you know, he has speed to get past, you know, the corner and the safety. So, with him, you just got to stay on top.
And last but not least there, Michael Floyd.
Big guy, but still fast. I mean, you think, like, oh, he's a big receiver, you know, maybe he's a little bit slower, but that's not the case with him. I mean, he's what, like, 6'2", 220-something, but he can run. So, with him, it's got to be on your game.
How exciting is it to be part of the team's push for the postseason here?
I mean, it's very exciting. It, you know, builds confidence within yourself, and then, you know, that kind of, like, displays out to the, through the defense and then through the team. So, you know, just to be a part, you know, to contribute to the team's, you know, success, you know, the past two games is, you know, is awesome.
Eric Rowe, best of luck this Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. And I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of Lay's Calico Presents Crunch Time right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.